Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I've known this since I began studying the globalist operations 30 years ago. Plus, but it just so happened, sitting in my hotel room down in McAllen, Texas, at night after we'd been out on the border all day, surveilling the controlled collapse of our nation and ringing the alarm bells, that I saw on one of the old History Channel pieces an hour-long documentary about Joseph Stalin that was pretty accurate from the books I've read and the research I've done, even from the Allied and then also Nazi perspective. But I was watching, and it was all about Stalin and his life. It was a documentary not about World War II, but about Stalin. So the last third was World War II. The rest of it was him growing up and then rising to power. And I was watching the lion's share of it being about the Bolshevik overthrow of Russia and how it took them 15 years to get control of Russia and how they did it. And it's an exact carbon copy, just lower tech, of what the left is doing here today. And just like the Bolsheviks were funded by extremely rich, powerful central banks, the same people funding the Bolsheviks, funding the globalist system today, it just hit me how amazing the parallels were. And even the left said from the October Revolution, 1918, the end of World War One, that they've been launching their new October Revolution, and that's why they're preparing race war in this country as the cover for their breakdown of society, their takeover of the police departments. And once they've got control of local police departments, which Soros is spearheading, they plan to persecute and purge the American people, and they've got a systematic plan to do it. And the New World Order globalists are going to set offshore while millions of their own minions die fighting us. And so the left is putting themselves into a position of total destruction to carry this operation out. And you see Biden say we're going to use the CIA and the military against the American people. And you see them, you see Congressman Nunes, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, warning of them saying they're going to do this to us. I mean, this is really happening. And of course, Stalin was funded out of New York City and out of London with hundreds of millions of dollars at that time. That'd be billions today. He was the bagman for Lenin, but directly working for, I mean, it was even in the documentary that top U.S. financiers and British financiers were funding Lenin and Stalin the whole time. And this is on the History Channel. Just amazing. In fact, I wrote down the name of the documentary, and then somehow it's erased out of my phone. I'm going to find it during the break. I was looking just during about a minute before we went live. I couldn't find it, and I was getting flustered by that. But I'll tell you the particular name of it. It's a three-parter. Let me do this. I'm starting the show a little bit different than I normally do because we really do need to have funding. Plus, these are great products. We've launched the new sales, and you can see those here in front of me. I'll tell you about that a little bit more in the next segment. But right now, I want you to know that I've extended the Vitamin Mineral Fusion sale at 40% off, even though we're about to sell out, for one more day. And then it's going to go off sale, which is very close to selling out. We won't get more for a few weeks, maybe longer. But we've got a lot of new products that are on sale. Prostaguard, Alpha Power, Rocket Rest, and we have plenty of X2. It's on sale. We have plenty, of course, of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your family. It's 40% off as well. And we have in-game, back in print, the film that predicted it all, more important now than ever. It is being sold as low as $3.95 per DVD. So you give them to your friends and family. There's a zero country code on it, so you can make copies of it everywhere you are in the world. I want you to get it. and I want you to make copies and say, hey, here is the DVD you're not supposed to see. Most folks still have DVD players, and it's really a great way to wake people up. So please get Endgame while you still can, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, April 19th. The year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. And this makes me remember what happened back in 1995. How so many years ago, I guess that would be 26 years ago, or is it 27 years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing, which if you study it, had not just federal fingerprints all over it. We know exactly who bombed the building, how they bombed it. We had witnesses of the men planting the bombs inside. We had police officers tortured and murdered who also reported what they saw. I've had police officers on that the FBI came to their offices and said, we'll kill you and your wife if you keep talking about what you saw that day. Don Browning, the K-9 unit head, a Marine Corps veteran, came on my show and named the FBI agents' names. They came to his office and said, we will kill you and your wife. Came on my show and named them. So that's the reality of all of this, ladies and gentlemen. Just always remember, we are in the season of false flags right now. Thank you for joining us. Now, we have quite the headline up on InfoWars.com today for the live show. The Democrat deep state is announcing plans to burn down the United States. They've got Chris Cuomo saying white people need to die. They've got Maxine Waters saying it's time to have violent riots. We have got all the different surrogate Democrats on TV, from everywhere from MTV to the hip-hop radio channels, saying go out and attack white people, shoot police, burn down buildings. If the Minneapolis Police Department officer does not get convicted in the Chauvin trial, where they start final arguments today. So we could potentially have a verdict by the middle of the week, end of the week, depending on how long these final arguments go, and then depending on how long the jury is out. They could be out an hour, they could be out a week, they could be out a month. But imagine you've got all the serious things going on, the country being destroyed, thousands and thousands dying from vaccine complications, martial law going in worldwide, open borders, the dollar being devalued, and the big corporate establishment media, just like WikiLeaks tells us they would do, is busy trying to cause the breakdown of society. And then the media will say whoever's killing cops or burning down police stations are angels. And the answer is having those departments go under strong cities training started by Obama to put them under UN training manuals. And then as long as they operate as political officers like they do in Canada or like they do in England or like they do in Australia, then there won't be any more demonization of the police as long as they become political commissars like in the old Soviet Union and persecute gun owners, conservatives, Christians, men, and others. And so that is the divide and conquer plan. Coming up next segment, I'm going to play you the latest riot footage out of Minnesota, out of Portland, out of other areas. It's become a backdrop now. Burning police stations, burning Apple stores, burning government buildings, people dead, people shot, Molotov cocktails, bricks being thrown at police. All of this is good and loving and liberal. But when a million people show up in D.C., a couple hundred thousand go to the Capitol, a couple hundred break into the Capitol, led by Antifa, then the few hundred that go in the velvet ropes, they get charged. Many of them are still in jail 2-3 months later. And Maxine Waters talks about how dangerous they are and how bad they are and how they're the most evil people in the world. But then, there she is, ladies and gentlemen. Here's some of the headlines. Leftists rush to defend Maxine Waters as expulsion petition circulates after she incited scores of violent rioters and insurrectionists. With her long history of saying, you confront people, you get in their faces when they're eating dinner, when they're getting gasoline, when they're at the store, you go after them, and they do what she says. And there she is wearing the clown outfit of a pink leopard print mask and big face goggles that goes all the way over her mouth and her face like she's in the NFL to protect her from the virus. Coming up, I've got a bunch of videos of Governor Wolf off camera with his other state reps in Pennsylvania saying, yeah, it's all theater. Just put your mask on and then take it off and you get up to the podium. And then you've got last week, the Justice Department official caught no mask on, behind the curtain, puts it on to walk out and wear it. And you've got them admitting it, and now that's why Fauci wears mask on TV. Because right when you start pushing to have them taken off, oh, no, 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 no. It's all the symbol of your enslavement. That's why Fauci now said, oh, you got to take vaccines, but they don't protect you. In a new quote, it's the mask that does, because that's the symbol of the emergency. That's the symbol of the fear. That's the symbol, like in Islam, that they own you when you're a woman. All the stories are up on Infowars.com right now. Look at this. Leftists rush to defend vaccine. Here's another one. Get more confrontational. Maxine Waters crosses state lines to incite BLM protesters. If Pelosi doesn't take action against Maxine Waters, McCarthy promises he will. Oh, yeah, McCarthy and the Republicans said that everybody at the Capitol was like Hitler and Satan, even if they weren't violent, and deserved, you know, 50 years in prison. So at least he's consistent. Now that Maxine, as a leader, goes way beyond what Trump did, he didn't call for violence, he's now at least growing a little bit of huevos, I guess. But, yeah, she should get in serious trouble. We also have the audio of this coming up next segment. National Guard targeted in drive-by shooting hours after Maxine Waters told BLM to be more confrontational. Again, coming up, it's on nationalfile.com. Police dispatch response. Minneapolis shooting after Maxine Waters incites riot. 10 to 15 shots happens within an hour. And it goes on and on and on. And that ties in to Marjorie Taylor Greene proposes expelling Maxine Waters from Congress, and this is where it really gets sick. We'll cover this when we come back. Documents show Maxine Waters requested police escort before screed advocating for violence. And that's what's really sick about all of this is they all have private bodyguards. In Minnesota, when they defunded, what, half the police department money a couple years ago? Or I guess just last year, since like a million years ago, so much has happened. They then did a multi-million dollar contract to have 24-hour private armed security for all of the city council. They don't see any hypocrisy or paradoxical thing there, because it's all about being in your face. It's all about flouting all of this in your face, and they do it more and more and more. They have protection, they have gates, they have walls, they have fences, they have surveillance, they have helicopters, they have tanks, they have jets, they have nukes, they have moats, they have castles, they have parapets. They've got food on the table, they've got transportation, they got medicine, but you don't. And while they steal everything from everybody and devalue the dollar as fast as they can, just like the Bolsheviks did, they promised everybody in Russia, let us have control over the czars, and you'll all not have to work anymore. You'll lose your chains. All you lose is your chains, and you will have a chicken in every pot. and they ended up starving tens of millions to death and murdering millions and millions and millions with enjoyment, with pleasure, on purpose. And it's the very same satanic globalist order that funded the French Revolution, that funded the second round of that at the end of World War I in Russia. It's in mainline history books that the modern left comes from the French Revolution, which was a group of Satanist Illuminati. That's in mainline history. People think I just get up here and say 25 years ago, they're growing animal, human, monkey clones and pig clones and cow clones so they can implant them in the uteruses of monkeys, pigs, and cows. A monkey will reject a clone unless it's part of it. A cow will reject the clone unless it's part of it. So you put enough cow genes in a humanoid, it still looks like a person, but it'll grow in a cow now. And you can then harvest its organs. It's been going on for 50 years. I learned about it 25 years ago. Just like I'm telling you about the Illuminati and these devil worshippers. Everything I'm telling you is as real as it gets. And now it's all out in the open because they're getting ready to roll it out publicly and declare these clones have rights. That's the whole transgender thing's about. You'll accept a man being a woman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Officer needs help, West Broadway and Penn. Officer needs help, West Broadway and Penn. Shots fired. White SUV is a suspect vehicle, took off westbound. On West Broadway from Penn, come to Channel 2.
Minneapolis squad, West Broadway and Penn. Officer needs help. They were just shot at by a white SUV. Copy and route.
13 en route. 303 en route. Officer.
I think we're going. Copy. Apparently there's a security guard at that intersection that the left unattended after the officers took off after the vehicle.
The full video, full audio is at InfoWars.com where they're going to learn that they shot at and almost hit police officers and National Guard guarding a neighborhood because people are trying to burn the neighborhoods down if any white people live in them. Carjackings are up 300% now in those areas of Minneapolis. It is racially motivated. Is the media saying that white people are inherently evil? You can turn on any MSNBC, CNN, PBS, any college training, corporate training. Coca-Cola says whites are inherently bad. Yeah, these are big, ruthless megacorporations that don't pay taxes in the U.S., basically, and are totally ripping us all off, using divide and conquer on us to distract us while they do this to us. And you've got Mad Maxine, who has stolen tens of millions of dollars to her and her husband with their bank. You've got her involved in all this corruption above the law, race baiting for decades, when she doesn't even live in her own black district. And she's told to do this by the social engineers. They're following a script, and she's out there wearing the face mask and wearing the COVID burqa. Virtue signaling to all the crap to tell black people, let's all have a big street party and come out here and talk about how bad the police are. But in almost every case, whether it's George Floyd or this latest case in Georgia where the two black cops shoot the crazy black guy with a knife, and the media even asked the question, well, maybe these black cops should be indicted. Somebody calls about a guy running around outside waving a butcher knife. It's black people that call. It's black people living in the house. He runs at them with a knife. Tries to stab him, runs in the house. They've got to check and see, make sure nobody else is in there. They beg him 40-something times, and he tries to kill him, and they kill him. And the media is like, well, maybe it's racist. The country is falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. People are going crazy. It's absolutely insane. There's another video up on InfoWars.com where a young white woman on drugs, she's like 18 years old, ran off with her boyfriend from Omaha, Nebraska to Florida. They were involved in a bunch of crime sprees, stealing money for drugs. Cops got called on them. They're running from the cops. They start shooting at the cops. Cops kill her. The dad invites the police to the funeral and says, I know it was horrible having to shoot her. And the police broke down and cried and said, yes, it's terrible. We hated it. But, of course, he's white. His dead daughter's white. And nobody's happy that she's dead. Nobody's happy that the black man out of his mind on drugs, was killed in Georgia. But that's what's happening in this society falling apart. When you've got crackheads, whether they're black or white, running around crazy waving guns, people are going to start getting killed. And when you've got total meth head, speedball, fentanyl addicts running around crazy, you're going to end up having a disaster. And the system knows, and they want a big explosion in this country to then federalize the police so their political officers of the left. That's what Soros wants. They've done it in Europe. They've done it in Australia. They've done it in New Zealand. They've done it in Canada. And in Canada, we're going to play footage for you next segment that is bone-chilling martial law, the craziest thing, as my crew said, they've ever seen. They're just announcing you're under martial law. So it is on. This is their pretext. This is their excuse. Now they're saying, oh, it's a public health thing. We got to take your guns, too. This is not about liberties. It's about safety and COVID. You cannot leave your house. It's about bankrupting Western economies to put you on a universal income to control you. They admit they lied about COVID, its numbers, the deaths, everything. And until they start going to prison, and until your governments, whether they be Australian or Canadian or British or German, stop following the UN model, it's only going to get worse. Now, here's Maxine Waters, just like with the Bolshevik Revolution, trying to stir the public up for riots nationwide to bring down the elected government. They've already brought down the elected government with election fraud. They've already got their puppet Biden in there. Now they want to fully bring down the final institutions they don't control completely, the police departments, so they will now be political and do whatever they're told. Here it is.
Reform. And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes, and George Floyd is waking so many people up.
We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
More confrontational. Police stations shot up all over the country. Cops shot, burning buildings, everything else. You know, she wants police reform. Globalist federal control over police to do COVID lockdowns and to take your guns, and they admit that's the model. That's the Soros model. It's all admitted. We're going to go to break and come back and lay out so much more. There is just so much to get to. It makes my head spin. Separately, all T-shirts, all InfoWars T-shirts, help spread the word and support the broadcast, are $17.76 on the big sale. But daily, we're going to have a new shirt that's sold at cost. This is, and it means XXL, it costs like $8 or whatever, so smaller ones are cheaper, but it's at cost after you do all the shipping and all the rest of it. It's a wake-up shirt, black on white, really simple. Wake up on the front, Infowars.com on the back. It's $9.95. It's the wake-up Infowars.com shirt at Infowarsstore.com. We've also got mask-free, because I'm allergic to tyranny. We are all essential shirt, F. Biden. And we've got We Are All Alex Jones. This is a very popular shirt we brought back. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the absolute last day. I've extended it one day to get viral mineral fusion for 40% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids in one powder form. So it's liquefied, so you absorb it more. Last day of vitamin mineral fusion, 40% off. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Special broadcast today, Emergency Monday broadcast. Democrats / Deep State announced plan to burn down the United States using the Bolshevik revolution model, the globalist and the Democratic Hollywood slash Chi-Com minions have launched their final assault on our embattled republic. So again, using the revolution model, the globalists, their Democrat Hollywood and Chi-Com minions have launched their final assault on our embattled republic. But being aware of it and resisting it will stop it, ladies and gentlemen. But you've got to admit how much trouble you're in. I found the name of that show I was watching about Stalin the other night. I'd forgotten the name, but the crew was able to find it. It's Apocalypse Stalin, 2016, a three-part series. And if you watch that and you compare it to what's happening today, it's the exact Democrat blueprint, which they admit it's a Bolshevik model mixed in with a Maoist model. But it is just so important to watch that, 7.8 stars on IMDb. And the three real factions in World War II are exposed. They even admit the three factions. So you have to do a lot of research to get into that level of information. This is much better than most of the things you see on mainline TV. And yeah, and the colorization of the footage is just stunning. I don't own a position in the movie. I just watched part of it and thought it was very accurate. History repeats itself, folks. You better learn about it right now. Speaking of doublethink and doublespeak, when Maxine Waters says arrest anybody that even walked into the Capitol peacefully, waved in by police, throw away the key, but she says get more aggressive, attack more than what we've already seen out in the middle of a crowd, and then the military gets shot at just hours later in the same town. Police station's been shot up, people been killed. I mean, it's massive carjackings of white people. This is what they've triggered. Meanwhile, we're going to play this clip coming up. YouTube CEO wins free expression award sponsored by YouTube, then boast how platform censors users. Oh, we don't censor just anything we don't like, we hide. But we don't take anything down when everyone knows they take basically anything and everything down, including congressmen's congressional reports, Senate and House hearings. Governor DeSantis has a round table with scientists in the State House in a live committee hearing, and they point out that COVID was 99.999 times weaker than what they said. They say, that's not allowed, that's not the UN. Just like that, we're totally under UN surveillance. That's what Big Tech's doing, and UN censorship. And then another incredible video of where now at strip bars, where they have drag queen events, they're bringing children up on stage to be cheered at and hollered at sexually by a bunch of men. This is just incredible. You know what the boys always say to the girls? You can't ever beat us. You're not going to have your own swimming, your own basketball, your own football, your own track, your own wrestling, your own everything. I'll just put a wig on, sweetheart. In fact, I think I'm going to join the UFC, and I think I might end up being the top woman. Because I've watched them fight. I think I can take even their best women. Not the guys. My God, they'd kick my ass about 10 seconds. But the girls, I've watched some of their top people. I can beat their ass. Well, guess what? I'm going to have a pot belly, beard, everything. I'm a woman. I am the UFC champion. Woo! We can laugh about this, but I'm telling you. I wonder if Dana White, I've met Dana White a few times. He's a nice guy. I wonder if Dana will let me, Caitlyn Jenner. I'm stunning and brave. So that's coming up next segment. But let's get serious here with the incredible news that we've got for you. This is a clip. This is what's being broadcast. This is what's being put out in Ontario. Canada is now officially a police state. Here it is.
We have implemented the strictest measures in all of North America. And the difficult truth is, every public health measure we have left comes with a massive cost to people and their lives. But we have never shied away from doing what's necessary.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, Police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
And our inspectors will also be ensuring that those who absolutely must come to work are strictly following the public health measures. For our employers and employees, take note. This is your last warning.
I'm wondering about these new police powers to just randomly stop someone walking down the street or to pull over a car. What happens if a person refuses to answer the police questions?
So by issuing these new additional enforcement measures, it allows police officers to ask the person why they are not at their place of residence and what their place of residence is. And specifically to your question, if you are not willing to comply, then you are breaking the law.
If someone sees their neighbors breaking these new regulations and having a party in their yard, that sort of thing, Should people call police on their neighbors?
In terms of people calling to snitch, to inform, look, we all have a personal responsibility. If it means saving lives, then I think we have to think about what your social responsibilities are as an individual to make sure that you don't empower other people and invite a whole bunch of individuals to your home.
So this is permanent martial law, all based on a lie. Almost all the death numbers are fake. Everybody knows that now. This is the UN takeover. Remember Toronto's crack mayor who died? His brother, Doug Ford, has been elected Ontario premier. He's the little, I'm not saying he's a pedophile, but I mean, would you let your kids be babysit by him? I mean, we put him back on screen. I mean, he just looks like a disingenuous sack of garbage. But hey, we don't know if he's a pedophile. We just know he looks like somebody totally controlled by evil. He looks like a minion, a controlled man. And if you believe they really elected him, think again. I mean, look at that monster. Putting you under permanent martial law. It's never going to end. Their internal documents show it. It's all a fraud. They go, oh, people in Canada love the martial law. Oh, they love it in England. Those are fake polls. Their internal polls show it's wildly unpopular. We have footage coming up of giant crowds just surging, massively surging Harrods department store in London. Now, the police themselves all over Canada are saying, we're not busting churches. We're not going and doing this anymore. You're killing the country. They all have family going bankrupt. When are we going to say no? And you notice, if you're a radio listener, you couldn't see it. You're lucky because these are some ugly-looking people. And I mean, just don't, by ugly, I mean, just demonic little monsters. They know they're criminals. They just, every time they speak, they put the mask back on. When they don't speak, they take it back off. It's all this theater. We have the footage of the Justice Department official off camera, doesn't have a mask on, puts it on to go on camera, takes it off when he leaves camera. YouTube and Twitter is taking that video now. And then we also have the footage of one of the state reps there in Pennsylvania on the stage with the governor, and the governor says off the stage to her, listen, put your mask on when you go on stage. It's part of the theater. It's for public consumption. They're a bunch of scamming bureaucrats robbing you on the payroll of foreign banks. It's all a giant Chicken Little psyop. Period. We need to start pushing back now or it's never going to end. We'll be like Canada and Australia and the UK. They'll never let us off the leash. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For us. But let me get back to the crackhead mayor's brother, who looks just like him. The brother, Doug Ford, has been elected Ontario premier, and he looks like Sylvester when he just got caught eating Tweety Bird. I mean, he looks like the most guilty, lying, just disingenuous sack of garbage. I mean, look at him. It's like a giant demonic ferret. It's like an evil hedgehog who just ate your freedoms. Well, guess what? He just declared martial law, and we played the clip earlier. Why do they all look like cartoon characters? He looks like Brian Stelter's alter ego or something. brother of notorious Rob Ford, takes over Ontario and declares martial law every blue city. We'll never end the lockdown. We'll never stop the power. It's always about more, 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 more power. They want power over you. Speaking of that, here's Fauci. Suggests masks more effective than COVID vaccine, even though he said masks a year ago were no good. Says vaccinated people can still inadvertently infect. But all the studies show that masks don't stop viruses. But it doesn't matter. He later said, well, it makes you feel good and shows respect for those that have died that he cares so much about. All the people that had heart attacks and cancer and diabetes and were 85 years old that didn't die of it. He's not too worried about all those that died sent to the nursing homes infected. No, 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 no. A true mad scientist monster. Well, here's Fauci talking about how you need the mask, not the vaccine.
I don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci. They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
So hearing comments like these have real sway with some people out there. A new poll this week shows that 43% of Republicans still don't want to get the vaccine. How frustrating is this for you, Dr. Fauci?
You know, Dana, it is quite frustrating because the fact that one may not want to get vaccinated, in this case, a disturbingly large proportion of Republicans, only actually works against where they want to be. They want to be able to say these restrictions that are put on by public health recommendations are things that they're very concerned about. We're all concerned about that. We share that concern. But the way you get rid of those restrictions is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible, because when that happens, for absolutely certain, you're going to see the level of virus in the community go down and down and down to the point where you would not have to have those public health restrictions. So it's
that's paradoxical. Please get them off my screen. That's how the trap works. Everything he told you has been a lie. The numbers he told you were total lies. The death numbers, who really died of it, lies. The PCR test, lies. And then he tells you some magical, mythical day out there. Vaccines don't help now. They were 100% before. The mask will save. You know, it's a symbol of fear, a symbol of their dominance, a symbol of their oppression, like Islam over women. But now we all wear the burqas. Our faces are all unclean. Our faces are all evil. We're bad. Only Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN can save us with their deadly poison vaccines, where they waive the trials because in secret trials it killed almost all the animals. In the ferret trials, all the animals. And you see the giant death and giant disease, but, oh, YouTube and Facebook will censor you because the UN didn't say so. Doesn't matter how many universities, how many scientists, how many top experts, they don't have speech either. Because after all, I was going to play a clip of him talking about guns are public safety, they're public health. You know, this isn't about your rights to guns. It's about people having a right not to be shot by guns. And then it's, oh, cars kill people. We need everything to be robot-driven because they're, quote, safer. This is a logical extension of all of this, making us obsolete. It's been their plan the whole time with the nanny state. Oh, but when their drugs or their chemicals kill us, then it's censored. But, oh, if somebody dies of a shooting, even though maybe it's 1/100th die of shootings, die of bad drug overdoses every year, or bad medicine every year. Seriously, way overshadows it. Medical malpractice. Oh, you don't hear about that. That's all kept quiet. When it's the big corporations doing it, but when it's guns, oh, it's totally hyped up. Or when it's a cop that might have shot somebody in a wrong position. Oh, well, then it's racial. Then it's the end of the country. Then that one life matters so much. We're going to hear about it forever and ever and ever if we can give George Soros control over all the police departments. Incredible. So let's, before we play the gun clip, let's play the YouTube CEO, the one that bragged about taking me off the internet because she didn't like her son listening to me. The YouTube CEO, in a perfect doublespeak statement, says, oh, I'm getting an award for free speech and free expression, but we don't censor, we just hide stuff we don't like. Well, you do more than that. You ban it, you take it down, you demonetize it, you bully people en masse. But here you are, the big liberal who gets awards. It's like giving Barack Obama a peace prize. We've never even been involved in any type of war planning. or stopping wars as an executive, and then he launches all the wars, and they talk about giving him another peace prize. I mean, these people are immoral jokes. They're empty scum, and they will bring us down. So here's Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of Google video platform YouTube, was awarded the Freedom Forum Institute's Freedom of Expression Award. Well, maybe the ADL should give Hitler an award. On Friday, in a ceremony sponsored by her company, despite YouTube's track record of censorship. Yeah, that's like in Foxcatcher. It's an excellent film, very accurate, about DuPont. He would have wrestling matches sponsored by him, and then they'd have a wrestling match where he would win the wrestling match, so he would get an award. That's not a real award, DuPont. And having YouTube give you an award, lady, is not an award. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a tyrant. You're a danger. And you help cover up for communist China's mass murder, and it's on your filthy hands, woman. But they use women now as the corporate fronts for everything. And they do it over and over and over again. Like, you know, Mel Gibson now is going to make new movies, but it's not going to be his name on it. It's going to be his new wife's name on it. He said that. He goes, well, women now, you know, are all the directors and producers now, so I'll just have her put her name on it. That's what you do now. And it doesn't mean there aren't good female directors or producers. It's just that this is all a joke. It's all rich, ultra-rich men using women and black people as their front while they engage in all this tyranny. I'm not saying Mel Gibson's engaging tyranny. I'm using him as an example. So here's Susan telling one whopper of a joke.
And so I've just seen the real benefits that freedom of speech has, as well as representing all people of all different backgrounds and all different perspectives, and that the freedoms we have, we really can't take for granted, that we really have to make sure that we're protecting them in every way possible.
Oh.
And I feel, because of my family history, a deep connection to those freedoms, and I'm very thankful for the freedoms that I have.
Absolutely, as we all should be. Now, when I started on YouTube, all I really wanted to do was just be authentic and share my story. But, of course, as I've grown, there's been more pressure to speak for others in my community. And with that becomes a lot of responsibility. And I know at YouTube, you guys are always juggling responsibility at such a high level, always needing to try to balance people's right to free speech with protecting our community from content that can be harmful. So can you talk to us a little about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, we want to...
Sure. Taking speech away is how you protect people while we help keep the Uyghurs in death camps. Yes, we protect you from Alex Jones. And then we have Drag Queen Storytime, that's on InfoWars.com, with children at strip clubs now having men put money in their G-strings. Little boys dressed like girls with men whooping and hollering sexually. That is pedophilia. To sit there, I mean, imagine putting your child on a stage, little girl, little boy, and then men hoot and holler and beg. I'm going to play more of this coming up. James O'Keefe's a little bit late off his flight. He'll be with us coming into the next hour. Look forward to that and so much more. But I'll play you the latest outrageous behavior. Imagine going to a normal topless bar, and there's little 12-year-old girls, 10-year-old girls on stage. You call the police. But, oh, little boys dressed like girls, they go, tough it up, boy. Woo! Guys, get your money out. We're bleeping this out right now because there's so much cussing and sexual stuff. But shake your ass, little boys. Up there, you're little boys dressed like girls with a bunch of men in a strip bar. Yeah! Woo! We can't stay on air without your support, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got one more day. This is the final day of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids for your immune system and more. At 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a new big special up there as well. Restocked and reloaded Alpha Power and Prostaguard back in stock.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.